The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning.
Good morning. And again, we have our special guest, Bob Warner, our heating and cooling expert.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We are here every Saturday and Sunday discussing various real estate topics, and we have a full-time real estate office with 12-plus realtors. We have been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. Feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Or you can visit our website, jruddy.com, that's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, to visit our listings, search our listings, or search the MLS. Okay, so last week we talked about furnaces, boilers, different types of heating systems, hot water, steam, baseboard, hot air.
Everything.
And then we talked about servicing your units.
And Bob told us the biggest problem was...
Neglect.
Mm-hmm.
Not having them cleaned and serviced and generally taken care of.
Until it goes out on Sunday night on a 3-day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
On the coldest night of the year. Then Bob gets the frantic call. I don't have heat.
Better you than me.
Ugh.
That 3 a.m. call. I don't know if I'd respond. So then this week, we thought we would talk about, well, we have different questions. Pat, I think you have the first question.
Yes. What is a SEER rating? What does that mean?
SEER rating is like a energy efficiency guide that tells you how much power is being used by your unit.
Electricity,
yeah. That goes on an outdoor condensing unit, on central air, or heat pump that uses electricity. The standard is 12 SEER to 13 SEER, but you can get higher efficiency models all the way up to 19 SEER. It all depends on how much money you want to spend.
So the higher the SEER, the less money it costs to run.
Exactly. The higher the SEER, the better quality the unit is, and the more efficiency it's going to operate for you.
So how do I tell if my furnace is energy efficient? How do I know that?
Your bills.
Yes. There you go.
If you have bills.
I got a $500... heating bill. I don't think it's energy efficient.
Well, depending on what kind of system you have. If you have an old steam system and the boiler's 20, 25 years old, it's obviously not real energy efficient. You're only going to be in the 60s to 70% efficiency rating.
So 40% of my money's going up the chimney?
Up the chimney.
That's bad.
Like a new boiler, you'll get up to like 82% on a steam boiler.
Really?
With the new one, yeah. So as time goes on, they do get more efficient.
Oh, I like that. Now, let me ask you something. We have at the house, you installed in our house one of those ductless systems, a Fujitsu system. It's a heating and an air conditioning, and it's got a heat pump. What is a heat pump?
A heat pump is a unit that uses the Freon in a reverse flow, and you get heat out of it instead of cooling. But they're only effective to about 20, 25 degrees temperature outside. So after that, you need other heat. You can't just depend on that to heat your home. A heat pump is good all year round heat if you were down South Carolina or North Carolina, up to Virginia. That's all they have is heat pumps down south. So with your heating system, you're okay.
Yeah, we don't.
We use that all during the fall. Yes. We didn't turn it on until, I think, December or late November.
Yeah, that's when the heat in the house kicked on.
Up north, they're good for supplements before the heating season, after the heating season.
Yeah, I watch the temperature. When the temperature outside hits 25 or below, I turn it off.
Yeah, you're not going to get any more heat then.
What's a geothermal heat pump? Is that the...
Well, that's where you drill water wells on your property, and you pump water out of the earth and use that to exchange the heat from the water that's not a real common thing yet around here. It's you need a good portion of property to do that, to drill the wells, and it's pretty costly to install and do that.
Yeah. Well, here's a question that a lot of people have. There are just as many answers as there are, you know, personalities out in the field, but sometimes a lot of people have try to say that there's something that they should set the thermostat. There's a certain
magic temperature.
Yes, a magic temperature. Thank you for the words. Is there when do you often recommend to somebody a what to set the thermostat at?
Well, you got to set it to where you're comfortable. Obviously, it's how much heat do you want to use and how much do you want to pay for. You got to be comfortable in your house. So if you're going to work all day and you're leaving and no one's going to be home, you could turn it down a few degrees, up to like 5 degrees is okay. But you don't want to go below that because you're cooling everything in your house down to that temperature. And now it has to run that much longer to bring the temperature up in the house to make up all that cold air on your furniture, your walls. So you're not really saving money by going down 10 degrees during the day and then trying to heat it back up. It's got to run that much more to heat it back up. So a few degrees when you leave during the day, if you want to turn it down up to 4 or 5 degrees when no one's home, that's fine.
Okay, so what about programmable thermostats? They come to mind as you're talking about that, because they automatically do that.
They'll do it for you, yeah. You could set your programmable thermostat to shut off if you leave at 8 in the morning and come back on for 5 o'clock at night when you get home, and that'll take the work out of doing it for you. But with the programmable thermostat, you got to be able to program it, and most people around our area don't seem to understand how to program them too good.
Well, we do have an elderly population. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate with Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, Pat Devaney, realtor, and Bob Warner, heating and cooling specialist. So today, so far, we've been talking about heat pumps and thermostats and programmable thermostats. So the key to a programmable thermostat is
is programming it.
Is programming it properly.
Like the VCR that's been flashing for 5 years that nobody set the correct time?
Exactly. You got to know how to program it. If you're an older person, you can't see too good, you can't read directions too good, it's not what you want. It's good for young people that work and are in and out all hours and no one's home during the day. They seem to adapt to them pretty good.
So if I can work my iPhone, I could probably work the thermostat.
Yeah, you're capable of doing
that. Okay, I qualify. That's good to know. Okay. I got a Droid. I don't have an iPhone.
A lot of times, you know, popular today it seems to be are these Rinnai systems.
What, the water, the on-demand heating systems for water?
Tankless water heaters. Well, they've been around a long time. They're not for everyone. They're for specific kind of people that have a use for those. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, just your average tank water heater is going to do a fine job for you. They say on the average, you're going to save about $150 a year if you have a tankless water heater.
And how much more does it cost to install one of those?
Well, it's almost double to install compared to a regular tank water heater. And you have to have it serviced every year. You have to have a solution flush through it to clean it.
Oh, do you?
And if you don't do that, the warranty isn't going to be honored on it if it goes bad within the warranty years. So
I have to call you in to service my Rinnai also?
Yeah, they're supposed to be flushed out through the heat exchanger. And if it does go bad and you're in the warranty period, they know if you did that or not. You need to document it with bills every year that, you know, you could prove that you had it done. And they're not going to just give you a free one.
Yeah, because we just replaced a hot water heater. It was a 50-gallon hot water heater. The cost of the hot water heater was $450 plus installation. So it's close to $700.
Right.
Now, if you were tankless to do the same job, you'd be $1,400, $1,500.
And plus, I'd have to pay somebody.
And you have to have it done, serviced every year.
And it's going to, what does that cost, $100 for the guy to come in and do that?
Yeah, it's $100 to $125. And what are you're saving, they estimate $150 a year on your gas.
I didn't save anything.
So what did you save?
I didn't save anything. It cost me money.
Yeah. It's the new gimmick to kind of get people to go different ways.
What about those Rinnai space heaters? How do they work?
The Rinnai space heaters are nice. They work pretty good for a supplementary, or if you have an apartment or a big room, you just want to put a separate heating system in just for that. They make a vented model with the programmable thermostat right on it, and they're really nice.
So they have to be vented?
Yeah, they have to be vented.
Yeah, those were nice. I do go into properties where they, you know, they are the supplemental heat. They seem to be very popular. The people are pleased with them.
Yeah, it's like having a miniature hot air furnace sitting there in mm-hmm. the room.
Yeah, I know. I know some people that swear by them. They
yes,
love them.
Yes.
They say they don't cost a lot to run, and they yeah, really do a great job.
Right.
They're very energy efficient.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right.
Yeah, I've seen some of them on display, and I was always curious about them.
What are heater add-ons? Sometimes you see them in the big stores. They hook onto a furnace. You familiar with those? You could take wood or coal and use them, and they use the ductwork on the furnace.
Those are like you're saying, a wood or coal unit, mm-hmm. and you could duct it into your ductwork if you already have
right.
an oil hot air system or gas hot air system.
So you can use that in addition to?
Yeah, in addition, or you could just use that itself to create the heat and let it go up through your ductwork.
Okay.
Just adding that into your ductwork. It's like putting a wood burner next to your hot air furnace and ducting it into the system.
Okay.
Some of them have blowers on them to help push the air through, or you could even use the blower from the unit that you already have.
If it's vented through the chimney, could be power vented, or does it have to be vented through the chimney?
Well, it depends on what you're hooking up. Most of those pellet stoves and coal stoves are power vented or chimney vented.
Okay.
So you got to watch doing stuff like that. You can't put gas and coal and wood into the same chimney. There's codes for that.
Right, right.
So that's okay. where you're going to run into problems. You'll have to go power vent it with them.
And then how do you use your regular, would your thermostat work?
Thermostat will be on that unit, the add-on
okay.
unit.
Okay, all right.
And you get those wood and those coal stoves, and we have to engage our children to help us put the coal in it, clean out the ash. It's like the old days
again.
It's
like a hobby, yeah.
Yeah, it's a hobby. That's it. It's a hobby.
It's a hobby to save money on your
heating bill. Jackie, you always tell me I need a hobby, right? Mm. My hobby could be the coal burner.
Okay.
Right, as long as it saves me money.
Hey, whatever floats your boat. If that's what you want it to be, that's great. Okay. We're going to head towards a break now. Before we do, we're going to review a listing. This is Sarah Weiss's listing at 915 Sanderson Avenue, Scranton. For 64.9, it's a duplex, it's an up and down. And the first floor has two bedrooms and kitchen and living room, four rooms total. And the second floor also has a living room and a kitchen and two bedrooms. It has separate electric, and you can live in one of the units and let the tenants help pay the mortgage or expenses on the property. It's a great rental with newer roof, has replacement windows, a fenced yard, and a covered patio. It's close to the playground and field. It's close by. So that's, again, 915 Sanderson Avenue, Scranton, for 64.9. Call Sarah Weiss if you're interested. It's time for a short break. We will be back in a short bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, you'll experience the gold standard. Their network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. They know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. They'll shepherd you through every step of the selling process, from start to finish, from marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. They're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they work to champion your best interests all the way.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Hello, Jackie.
And our special guest, Bob Warner, heating and cooling expert.
Hello, hello, Jackie.
Hello. And today, so far, we've talked about SEER ratings, Rinnai systems, furnace add-ons, and then we went to break. So we're back, and we're going to talk about
Bob, what kind of heating system do you have?
I have oil warm air heat. I also have a automatic coal stoker stove. I have a wood burner. And I have some propane unvented fireplaces.
You are ready for the big one, aren't you?
Yeah.
No matter what happens, you're going to have heat.
That's right. Prepared. I won't be without heat because the bases covered.
You can go dig some coal. You can cut down some trees.
That's right.
You got them all covered.
Yeah.
Talk about versatile and flexible.
I guess you can work on any one of the systems that you want, huh?
Yeah, I could do that.
You don't need a hobby. You have the wood system and the coal system in the house.
The coal system is a hobby. You got to be willing to do a little work with the coal.
What is it, pellets? Is that how it works?
It's rice and I think buckwheat coal mixed that I'm burning in it now.
Really?
And it's self-fed, but you got to take out the ashes. And
How often do you have to do that and fill it up?
About every 3 days you take out a big ash can, and twice a day you throw a 5-gallon pail of coal in the hopper.
Twice a day?
Twice a day, once in the morning, once before you go to bed.
So that just runs constantly?
Constantly, yeah. It's constantly putting off heat.
Okay. So there's no thermostat on that one. It's just hot all the time.
Yep. Good, cheap, reliable heat.
And where's that, in the basement?
Yeah, it's in the basement. The heat just radiates up and through the house.
Very nice.
Yeah. My kids like taking out the ashes for me. They really enjoy it.
I'm sure they love it.
They love it, yeah.
Do they get paid for that? Well, allowances?
They get paid very well. Okay. Yeah, they do. That's one of their jobs.
That's one of the chores. That's kids.
One of the chores, yeah.
Kids need chores.
What's nice about the coal is it comes from the ground of Pennsylvania.
That's right. We're not paying OPEC to
heat
the house.
Yeah, when I could burn the coal, I'll burn the coal.
That's good.
Save on the oil from overseas.
Very good.
All right. That's an interesting topic. How about zoned heating? What does that mean? We often see it in the business. They talk about having zoned heat. What does that mean?
Well, if you have zoned heat, that's separate parts of the house with separate thermostats that you can control to make each part what you want. Like if you have a hot water baseboard, you could have zoned heat. Or if now with a new system with hot air, you could zone hot air too. So it's more to your likings of having what rooms you want, what temperature, instead of having it come on everywhere and hot everywhere.
One temperature for the whole house. You can set the different levels at different temperatures and portions of the house that you don't use.
Like your house, you have 3 or 4 thermostats, one for the kitchen area, which you have radiant heat in, and your tile floor.
That's lovely. Yes, it's nice.
Keeps your tile nice and warm and the kitchen nice and warm, because kitchens are tough with wall space. You can't get baseboard on the walls because of all your cabinets and everything.
Well, that wasn't our problem. You know what our problem was? That floor is
over a crawl space, yeah. And it's cold.
Very. Right.
So you solved that problem with putting the heat right in the floor.
Radiant, and yes.
You could keep all your different parts of the house different temperatures. You like your bedroom cool. Your son might like his a little warmer. You can do that with hot water heat.
Yes.
So that all comes off of our boiler?
Yeah, all off your boiler. And your hot water is being made off your boiler with the boiler mate that you have, which is
That's energy efficient?
Water.
That's a good way to do it?
Yeah, that's energy efficient. You're using your boiler as a main source of heat to heat your hot water as a separate zone.
So when the house is getting heated, I'm getting free hot water?
Yeah, pretty much. The boiler's already warm, so.
Because we know people who did their kitchen over, and they did radiant heat in the kitchen, and they did electric under the tile. Is that efficient, or does that cost a lot to run?
I don't really know about efficiency-wise how much it would cost to run that.
I think it would be kind of expensive putting heating up that large area with electric grid.
Could be.
Yeah, well, we also have a gas water heater, too, in addition to the water being heated by the furnace, right?
No. No, you don't have a gas water heater anymore.
Oh.
It's made off your boiler.
Well, that's how often I go to the lower level.
Yes.
You don't like going downstairs.
She's not allowed in the basement.
No.
I thought we did.
No. Oh. No, it's separate. It runs off the boiler. Okay. Circulator pump runs the hot water through the...
I was very hands-on with all of this, right?
Your mom has a water heater next to the boiler.
Okay, that's
why
that's
you're
what I'm
you're
thinking.
Used to a water heater seeing your mother's.
Okay. I don't know why I thought that.
It looks like a hot water heater.
Yeah, it does.
Oh.
It does. It's round. It looks just like a hot water heater.
That's why
but it's
I thought
not,
it. Okay.
It looks just like it.
Okay. I got it now.
Big holding tank.
All right. That's the holding tank.
That's it.
Because you need a holding tank. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Got it. Now I got it. That's why I thought it.
What about those blankets, putting the blankets around a hot water heater? Are those good ideas? Or
no, I don't like them.
Really?
I don't think you're going to save anything with putting that little 3/4 inch of fiberglass blanket around the water. If you feel a water heater right after it shut off that it was running with the back of your hand, it's still ice cold.
It is.
So how much are you, they're insulated pretty good from the factory.
Right. And what about, and I was reading, what about if I put the insulation over the thermostat? Would that screw things up a little bit?
I don't think it would.
No? No. Okay.
No, I don't think you need any blankets on them. That's like old school ways of thinking. They're made pretty good from the factory. I think if they needed more insulation on them, they'd make them that
right.
way.
Everything, everybody's so conscious. Conscious. That's exactly it. Thank you for taking that word out of my mouth. Everybody's so conscious.
Of saving money.
That's
now.
Right, exactly.
Yep. Everything's expensive.
That's right, it's expensive. Comes out of the factory with those energy efficiency ratings.
Yeah.
The name
the
of the
energy
game?
Guide right. comes on there. The yellow sticker tells you an estimated cost of what it'll cost you for the year of running it.
So with your combination of heating system, what's your energy bill?
My energy bill?
Yeah, what's your energy
coal,
bill?
I'll spend probably about $700 for the whole year.
For the whole year?
For the whole year.
Wow. And it comes from Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
I love it.
Comes from good old downtown PA here, you know?
USA, not from some tanker across the seas.
Okay.
Keep the people working here, mining coal.
I love it.
Now, you did mention on one of the items you do have in your house that it was unvented. And oftentimes, and I go to a house and someone say, well, this is vented and this is unvented. And tell me the pros and cons of each or what's the difference and talk to me about that.
I have an unvented fireplace. That means when it's burning, it's not vented to the outside. The combustion elements are coming into your home, which is carbon monoxide. So if you're looking to not breathe carbon monoxide, you know, you can't have it coming into your house. You can't put something like that in a small room that you're going to be sleeping in and expect that for your main heat source.
Right.
But there's nothing wrong with an unvented unit if you're not trying to heat your home with
so
it.
So they're allowable.
Yeah, they're allowable and okay for supplemental heat.
Okay.
For backup heat if you have a cold spot in your house.
Right, if I turn the stove on, that's an unvented
heat
source.
That's unvented, exactly.
The oven, it's unvented heat source.
The oven's unvented. If you have a gas stove, that's all unvented stuff.
As long as I'm not using it as a primary heat
source. Exactly. You don't want it in your bedroom and trying to heat your bedroom with an unvented heater. You won't wake up in the morning.
Yeah, you get a good sleep. I've been having a hard time sleeping.
Okay, so that's what that means. All right, good. Then good information we need to know. So, of course, you probably have carbon monoxide detectors.
Yeah.
In your house,
yeah, anybody that's burning some kind of coal, wood, or unvented gas appliance should always have a carbon monoxide detector.
We have a carbon monoxide detector on each floor. We have one in the basement, first floor, second floor. We have them on every floor. We have them tied in addition to the regular smoke detectors. We actually, some of the smoke detectors we have are a combination smoke detector, carbon monoxide detector.
Right. Yep.
Do you have any tips for us? Tips that you can tell a homeowner, somebody that maybe like is thinking about converting or adding on or doing something? Like, do you have anything that you want to throw out there and just say if your
appliance that you have now is 20, 25 years old, even though it seems it's in good shape and you're thinking that you might want to change it over, you should have someone come out and look at it and see how effective it is on doing the job. If there's something more efficient, you could save the money you're going to save with a new appliance might pay for your new boiler within 2-3 years of time, what you're saving on your gas bill or your oil bill.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something to think about if you want to modernize. And it's all money that, think of it as burning money when you're heating your house.
Mm-hmm. Because you really are.
You're burning money.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. And on today's show, we have Bob Warner, heating and cooling expert. Thank you again for coming in with us. What else do you see when you go into homes that could be avoided? Maybe somebody other than, you know, maintaining the home or maintaining the unit, servicing the unit. What else do you see that's a common?
One of the big problems is we see in people's cellars, because that's where all the boilers are, 9 out of 10 of them, is their washer and dryers are always close by.
Okay.
And they don't vent their dryer properly or ever check the dryer to see how it's being vented or clean the pipe going to the outside or check for cracks. And as your appliance is running, your boiler, it's sucking all that lint in, and that's what's clogging things up and making everything ineffective on the way it's supposed to run and be used. It's a big problem with dryer and keep stuff away from the boilers, like clutter.
Mm-hmm.
Flammable items especially.
Mm-hmm.
And a clean boiler is a good running boiler. Keep that in mind. Dirt, dust. The dryer lint is the worst.
So I'm not burning money.
Yeah.
I don't like burning money.
The dryer lint is a killer.
It's everywhere. When you said that, a light went on. I was like, boy, I go into some basements and it's covered in lint.
Covered in dryer lint all the time.
That's why. Excellent information. And again, thank you so much for your time and coming out here today with us. We really appreciate it. And maybe what I'm thinking is in the spring, we can talk about cooling. Will you come back?
Sure. We could talk a little about air conditioning.
Okay, wonderful. I think that would be a great topic. Okay, we'll wrap it up with a listing and a tip of the day. Pat, you want to take us out with the listing?
Okay, this listing is on 218 South Blakely Street in Dunmore, right around the corner from our office. It's a three-story. It's a double with six parking spaces in the rear. It's listed for $169.9. It's right on Blakely Street in a very busy spot, and this is zoned commercial. That's the beauty of this. The neighborhood is commercial. It's got a possible third unit on the third floor, and a business was once run from here. It's in need of cosmetic and some repair work. The owner's side has an additional room on the first floor in the back. It's a big, giant room. It's 24 by 15, right off the kitchen with the fireplace. It's got a rear enclosed porch, a detached garage that you could park an RV or a truck. It's a gigantic garage. And a ramp in the rear for handicap accessibility. Once again, that's 218 South Blakely Street, listed for $169.9.
Thank you, Pat. The Federal Reserve has what it is called the Hope Now Unemployment Task Force, which helps unemployed homeowners keep their home. It is an alliance between counselors, mortgage companies, investors, and other mortgage market participants. This alliance maximizes outreach efforts to homeowners in distress to help them stay in their homes, and it creates a unified, coordinated plan to reach and help as many homeowners as possible. To find out more about the Hope Now program, you can visit hopenow.com. That's hopenow.com, H-O-P-E-N-O-W.com. Thank you for listening today. We have to say goodbye. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker with myself, Jackie Ruddy, Pat Devaney, fellow realtor and husband, and Bob Warner. Thanks again for coming in, talking about heating and cooling. Remember to contact us by email at
questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you could call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Visit our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Thank you for joining us and have an extraordinary weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you'll experience the gold standard. Their network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. They know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation. Harvesting the power of the internet, they'll shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. They're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they work to champion your best interests all the way.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.